Successful farming is about business as much as agriculture. But in the emerging generation of new would-be farmers, there are often some big knowledge gaps in both areas.
Even just a generation ago or two, it used to be that people learned farming as they grew up. And now we're trying to catch people up at 22 or something for what people would have spent all of their life doing.
Miriam Volat directs the farm school at the Permaculture Skills Center south of Sebastopol. That program, which opens its second two-month-long session on Sunday, has been tailored to bridge those gaps and prepare the students to practice small-scale sustainable agriculture in the 21st century.
We looked at what gets in the way of farmers being able to be successful. One of the big ones is just business savvy and getting into good markets and understanding how to make cropping choices for where they live that will actually sell and being involved in their local economies.
This is intensive hands-on education, Volat continues, designed to give participants both tools and relationships to work with.
We're interested in supporting farmers who are ecologically literate. They understand how agroecosystems work, so they know how nutrient cycling works and where water flows and how water acts, and they have a deep understanding of soil health. They're able to put that knowledge into action in determining how they do their farming. Everybody creates a business plan. It's associated with their actual farm. And then we support people to get loans if they need it, to get their leases written if they're leasing land. And then we place them with a mentor for 6 months to a year who can really support them to carry out their business plan.
That mentoring is a big part of their program. Several local farmers take on that role, in addition to speaking to the whole class, but students from farther away are matched with mentors, too.
We have people coming from Australia, Mexico, South Africa, Wyoming, back east. So they will be using Sonoma County as their classroom while they're here, but then they'll be going home and they'll have mentors there.
The Permaculture Skills Center itself is a young enterprise. But programs director Ryan Johnston says education was part of their mission from the outset.
When the center was initially opened, it was basically a blank slate of 5.19 acres. And so a lot of energy has gone into developing the site with the vision of hosting the larger vocational trainings, which we're now hosting. Farm school is one of them, and our other one is the ecological landscaper immersion.
Both programs are now in their second cycle and are out to teach and promulgate the forward-thinking, regenerative practices that are increasingly employed in this region.
Our goal is to basically grow more regenerative land managers through the pathways of landscaping, land stewardship, and also agriculture to bring them to Sonoma County and then train them up and send them back out in the world.
And all this, Johnston says, is just the beginning.
In a lot of ways, we've done a lot, but we're really only scratching the surface of where we can go here when we talk about dramatically transforming our economies and how we live in relationship to the land and each other.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.